I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Ukraine Black Sea grain deal has been extended for 2 months, according to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
The Black Sea grain deal that allows safe passage for ships bringing Ukrainian agricultural products through Russia's naval blockade has been saved from the brink of collapse for now. And with it, hope to help head off a mounting global food crisis.
Son uzatmanın süresi.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan made the announcement in a speech to his political party just a day before Russia could have quit the deal over obstacles to its own grain and fertilizer exports.
That is Reuters' Matthew Labertonda reporting. Biden administration, or President Biden, will head back home earlier than planned from an overseas trip to deal with the debt crisis, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
For weeks, the White House insisted he could manage both the Capitol Hill talks and foreign commitments while abroad.
The president could be president anywhere.
That was just yesterday, hours before the administration announced the president would scrap the last two legs of his trip.
The president wanted to come back a little bit early.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre faced multiple questions aboard Air Force One about why, given that it meant putting off visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that work is important, but can wait.
Default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
Sullivan's rejecting claims the change will do diplomatic damage or give China leverage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's confident the U.S. will avoid the unprecedented debt default, saying talks with congressional Republicans have been productive. Biden made his remarks as he left for the global summit in Japan. Nigeria and American authorities are investigating after armed men attacked a U.S. convoy on Tuesday, killing two consulate staff and two policemen. Abducted two officers as well during the driving. That's according to police. Timothy's.
Police said the attackers opened fire on the motorcade, killed the officers and U.S. consulate workers, and then burned their corpses along with the vehicles. Anambra State Police Command spokesperson Tochukwu Ikenga said Wednesday that security forces are searching for the perpetrators and the three people they abducted. In a separate statement late Tuesday, Ikenga said local police were unaware of the movement of the U.S. convoy until after the attack and that the area was known for separatist violence. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The president of Ecuador has dismissed the legislature in a move that promised more turmoil around a conservative leader who has been unable to enact an agenda aimed at widening business opportunities and attracting more investment. Prince Harry and Meghan made their getaway in New York on a taxi after being trapped and trailed by Paparazzi. The AP's Ed Donahue tells us more.
Sarah Said was outside Manhattan's Ziegfeld Ballroom as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were leaving.
The entire time, a lot of the paparazzi were heckling Meghan and Harry and making just negative comments, trying to get a reaction out of them.
And the photographers followed the car and eventually went to a police station.
No, I was crossing on 67th Street, and then the security guard hailed me. And next thing you know, Prince Harry and his wife were hopping into my cab.
Sukhcharn Singh's cab.
I think they were being chased the whole day or something, so they were pretty nervous.
The royal couple's spokesperson claims they had been dangerously pursued by paparazzi in a near catastrophic car chase through the streets of Manhattan.
No, that must have happened earlier if they were being chased before.
Police say the pursuit was relatively short and led to no injuries, collisions, or arrests, and no further investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.